Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah! I'm on my way. I'm making it. This is the Matt Thomas Show.
Here we go at 101 on Sports Talk 790. Some word coming down from the NBA that Nick Nurse and five members of his staff will not be on the floor tonight when the Rockets and the Toronto Raptors play in Tampa, Florida. One guy hopefully it's going to be available is our own Stephen Silas, and he's with us here on the Matt Thomas Show. Coach, are you okay tonight?
I'm good to go tonight. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I knew that there was something going on with one member of their staff, but I didn't know the whole staff. How about that?
If they ask you to be all-time coach, tell them you can't do it. You're busy enough coaching the Houston Rockets. You can't do both at
100%.
The same time.
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
All right. I told this to Joe George, my producer. I said, if you were here with me in studio, I know we're only supposed to fist bump, but I'd give you a hug. I feel terrible. I know you're very discouraged. I know there have been injuries. I know there have been up and down lineups. And I also know a little bit of a mix of you're just not satisfied right now. So kind of give us a state of what you're thinking as your team tries to get through this end this long losing streak here tonight.
Yeah, it's been hard. It's been challenging. It's been difficult. It has been a learning experience for me as well as the team, but we choose to be positive about moving forward. We choose to attack the challenge as a group, and you know, at some point we're gonna put it together and break the streak, obviously, but it's not even really about the wins and the losses. It's about just playing the right way and making sure that everybody is on their game, on the game plan, making sure we're continuing to do the things that we did when we were on a six-game winning streak and have the attention to detail that we had, and the results will come. But it's more about the process for us at this point and making sure that we're not getting down in the dumps and we're staying as positive as we possibly can while also being serious about what we have ahead of us.
Can you – and look, you've been around a lot of great coaches. I don't think you've been through a lot of these type of streaks before. I mean – Is it Gatorade bottle throwing time? Is it personal one-on-one visits? Is it, hey, go look at this film? Is it, hey, I'm going to go take a 15-minute walk and you guys can look at your own game film and assess things? How do you do this as a coach to get past this? Because at some point, you're going to sound like a broken record and you don't want them to think you sound like a broken record.
For sure. And it's been a little bit of all of that. It's been giving them the time to self-reflect. It has been watching film with individual guys. It has been individual meetings with players. It's been group meetings with the group, and keeping the message consistent to all of them. I want them to all play to their best of their abilities, to make sure that they understand what their roles are and what they are what's expected of them, and also to let them understand that there is a level of accountability that goes along with that play, with the play. So, not necessarily having it be all roses, not letting them off the hook for poor play, not letting myself off the hook, and grinding and pushing forward. And that's been the message in a bunch of different forms.
Lastly, before we look ahead, it feels like during part of this streak, Stephen, that you've run into some teams that haven't shot the three ball from a percentage-wise well. Are you catching, as you look at these games, saying, all right, everybody's got to have a hot night once in a while, or are there just too many open looks for your satisfaction?
There's too many open looks for our satisfaction, and we're making sure that they see what we see as a coaching staff, and that we're getting out to those shooters and closing out and making sure that they're tonight is going to be an issue because this team shoots it and drives it. So they do both. And we're going to have to be on top of our closeouts and making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do as far as taking away the shot and the drive at the same time and making sure that help is available. But, it's a little bit of both. We're making sure that we're taking away the good looks for the opponents, and we're also making sure that we're getting good looks as a team. And a lot of those good looks haven't been falling, but we're going to keep grinding at it and know that those shots are going to fall at some point.
You got Victor back for the first time after a handful of games, and it was literally him and Ben, or it's Eric, were game-time decisions. You saw him play. Give me your thought or two about Victor, and how did you feel, I guess, yesterday as you guys rebounded after him playing the first time in about a week or so?
I felt good. It was great to have him back out there, especially on the defensive end. He really gets after it. He doesn't need very much help. And, he is a very good one-on-one defender and a smart off-ball defender. It's going to take him a little bit of time just to get back into his offensive rhythm. He didn't have great rhythm when he got hurt, and then he was out for over a week. And I think last game you saw there were flashes, but it was a little bit disjointed. And it'll take a little bit of time for him to kind of get back into his groove. But it was great to have him on the floor. It's great to have another starter back in the lineup. And hopefully we'll get Christian back and we'll be whole at some point, and then we'll be able to kind of at least see what it looks like when we're whole. Because when we were whole and when we had our group, we had won six in a row and 7 out of 8. And then we've been really hit by the injury bug over the last 9 games, and we're slowly, slowly getting back.
Visiting with Stephen Silas, the Rockets and the Raptors play tonight in Tampa, where Nick Nurse, the Raptors coach, and several of assistants will not be on the floor. I wonder who you're going to be going against. Who you wait? You know, you have that obligatory wave before the games. Will you be waving at anybody? I mean, who you going to
win? Well, I mean, you know, that's unfortunate for those guys, but we will be seeing Siakam. We will be seeing Lowry. We will be seeing Van Vliet. So, as important as those guys are, we'll still be seeing the core guys who make them run on the floor.
Well, I certainly hope personally, as I'm calling the game tonight, that I call Matt Thomas if he plays any, like 1 for 7 with like 4 air balls. He's a great kid. I met him last year in Toronto, but I don't need his name getting major attention against your Rockets. So it's all the same to you. let me get to PJ. A lot of folks have called about him. And, you know, obviously he's playing a more 5 for you now that Boogie's no longer with the team and you're still waiting for Christian to get back. Where is he in terms of frustration level? Because he's never been a main scorer for this team. But he always came through with the big 3 or the offensive rebound and putback, and he's done that a little bit for you. But it has been pronounced how little he has contributed offensively. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It is the lack of kind of – so when he was probably at his best and of the film that I watched prior to the season – James had the ball. James could really, him and Tuck had a connection, and he could find the wing to the extra pass where Tuck is getting his corner threes. Tuck isn't getting quite as many corner threes in this season so far, and we're trying to figure out ways to get him those corner threes. But, it's rough. When we're playing small and he is picking and rolling and then screening again, and he's really just making sure that everybody else is playing well and doing the things that kind of make our offense work, as far as John being able to play downhill, as far as Eric being able to play downhill. And he hasn't been making the corner threes quite as much as he has in the past, and we're going to keep working to get him those open looks because we trust that they will go in at some point. But it's been rough on him, and we have really been kind of, well, now that we're small, for the most part, he's going to get majority of his minutes at the 5, and we'll see what that difference makes. Maybe that makes the opponent 16-5, guard him some. So now there's a little bit more help that his man gives off. So now he's able to get to that corner three, as opposed to prior when he was playing the four when Cuz was on the team, or he was playing the four when Christian was healthy. So him at the five, I think he has a little bit more of an advantage, and hopefully that'll come to fruition tonight starting.
All right, Rockets and Raptors, a couple more questions for you. Justin Patton, you brought in for a couple of games, got a good ability to block some shots. My guess for you is he's a lengthy, tall guy, stays out of foul trouble, can be a nice backup for you. Is this an important time for him until Christian comes back to kind of assume some of those minutes at the backup five to prove that he is worthy of getting rotation time for you when you have a fuller team in the next week or so, hopefully?
Yeah, it's huge for him. It's an opportunity to go from the G League and come up and plug in that hole of that traditional five who can screen and roll and finish at the rim, as well as block shots and play a little bit more traditional pick and roll defense, whether it's blitzing or dropping or kind of playing in between. So he has a good feel for all of those things, and it's an opportunity for him, because right now, as you know, our team is a little bit limited at that position, and for him to come in and get immediate minutes is good for him, and it's good for us to get a look at him.
Last question. We got the schedule earlier this week, and we kind of knew this was going to happen, especially with the three postponements, but I don't see how you guys are going to have much practice time, to be brutally honest, the second half of the year, and how important it is for you. But will you start to, maybe during the All-Star break, gauge who needs nights off? How are you going to manage minutes? Will that be even more calculated in the second half of the year than it was even in the first?
Absolutely. There's so much to it. There's our main guys, who are John and Vic, and now Christian coming back from in major injuries. There's David Nwaba coming back from a major injury. And then there's just the general state of our group, who have been more injured than not. And so we have to make sure that we are really smart about the back-to-backs, as far as we have 10 of them in the second half, and it's going to be hard for those guys to play in both games of the back-to-back. But we also have to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward and doing what we need to do to win those games. So, the minutes, the playing back-to-backs, the rest that they get, to also match that with practice time, film work, ballroom walkthroughs on the road, home walkthroughs, like all of those things, really, that's going to be most of my time spent over the All-Star break. It won't be a break. It'll be a recalibration.
All right. Well, thank you for the time. As always, I'll talk again later tonight, and best of luck in Tampa. This will be the first time you've ever played coach a game in Tampa, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Never been here before. It's nice here in Tampa. I like Toronto a lot. But
oh, I do too, it's just the weather temperature changes will be dramatic. Probably, what, 80 degrees warmer?
This 80-degree weather isn't bad. Not bad at all. Good walk today.
All right, friend, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you later tonight, and good luck this evening against the Raptors.
Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.